Chapter 4 What Caspian Did There. Next morning, the Lord Byrne called his guests early, and after breakfast he asked Caspian to order every man he had into full armour. And above all, he added, let everything be as trim and scoured as if it were the morning of the first battle in a great war between noble kings, with all the world looking on. This was done. And then, in three boatloads, Caspian and his people, and Byrne with a few of his, put out for Narrowhaven. The king's flag flew in the stern of his boat, and his trumpeter was with him. When they reached the jetty at Narrowhaven, Caspian found a considerable crowd assembled to meet them. "This is what I sent word about last night," said Byrne. "They are all friends of mine, and honest people." And as soon as Caspian stepped ashore, the crowd broke out into hoorays and shouts of "Narnia! Narnia! Long live the king!" At the same moment, and this was also due to Byrne's messengers, bells began ringing from many parts of the town. Then Caspian caused his banner to be advanced, and his trumpet to be blown, and every man drew his sword, and set his face into a joyful sternness, and they marched up the street, so that the street shook, and their armour shone, for it was a sunny morning, so that one could hardly look at it steadily. At first, the only people who cheered were those who had been warned by Byrne's messenger, and knew what was happening, and wanted it to happen. But then all the children joined in, because they liked a procession, and had seen very few. And then all the schoolboys joined in, because they also liked processions, and felt that the more noise and disturbance there was, the less likely they would be to have any school that morning. And then all the old women put their heads out of doors and windows and began chattering and cheering because it was a king. And what is a governor compared with that? And all the young women joined in for the same reason, and also because Caspian and Drinian and the rest were so handsome. And then all the young men came to see what the young women were looking at, so that by the time Caspian reached the castle gates...